Track 11. We celebrate a forest of fine Norfolk timber as the European Year of the Tree draws to a close.
Green grows the holly, so doth the ivy. The winter blasts blow near.
The smallest tree, Hethel Old Thorn, is said to be the smallest nature reserve in the UK. The hawthorn bush, or Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Hethel Old Thorn Reserve, can be reached by a public footpath from ancient Hethel Church. The oldest tree, a sweet chestnut tree in Holt Hall Woods, is believed to have begun growing before the Norman Conquest, making it more than 1,000 years old. In Hockering Wood, some of the lime trees of the third largest lime wood in Britain might be even older. Church Oak. An oak tree grows through the middle of the ruins of the atmospheric St. Mary's Church in East Somerton, near Great Yarmouth. Local legend claims it sprouted from the wooden leg of a witch buried here.
Round and round the mulberry bush. Pocahontas, the native North American princess who came to Norfolk in 1616 with her husband John Rolfe of Heacham Hall, is said to have planted the mulberry tree in the grounds of nearby Heacham Manor, now a hotel with a restaurant and spa named for the tree. On a visit to England, Pocahontas was presented to the royal family, but she died as she was about to return to America. The red mulberry was an important part of Native American culture, with its fruit used for food, medicine, and to dye cloth. The gardens of Buckingham Palace and Narford Hall are also said to have mulberry trees from Pocahontas's seeds. Mulberry trees were also planted in Norfolk in the 19th century in efforts to establish a homegrown silk industry. Norwich had several silk mills using raw silk from China, but attempts to introduce silkworms, which eat only the leaves of the white mulberry tree, to make silk in Norfolk were unsuccessful. However, a mulberry tree in St Augustine's churchyard in Norwich was planted as a memorial to silk weaver Thomas Claiborne.
Full gold the harvest, grain for thy labour, with God must work for day.
Ashes to ashes. The ashes of woodland around Ashwellthorpe have a sad claim to fame. They were the first place in the UK that the devastating tree disease ash dieback was confirmed in wild trees. The discovery triggered a search for disease-resistant trees led by the John Innes Centre in Norwich. Ash is particularly prevalent in Norfolk because the springy timber was ideal for everything from cartwheels and boat oars to barrels for the herring industry and broom handles for the brush factory in nearby Wyndham. Hitler Oak. Olympic sailor Christopher Boardman won a medal at the 1936 Games in Berlin, but refused to attend the medal ceremony because Adolf Hitler was presenting the medals. Gold medalists were also given an oak sapling, and Chris's was planted at his home in Howe Hill, Ludham. It survived being hit by shrapnel from a German bomb before dying a few years ago, and being transformed into a carving of the Olympic rings and Christopher's winning boat, which now stands at Howe Hill Environmental Study Centre. Stumped. Trees are generally best viewed with their roots in the ground, but a garden design trend sets the stumps of dead trees upside down. There are stumperies in the ground of Norfolk stately homes, including Houghton Hall and Ravingham Hall. And the most famous Norfolk upside-down tree of all was at the centre of the Sea Henge Circle, felled in the spring of 2049 BC and now on show in Lynn Museum.
Timber treasure. A tree which fell before Stonehenge was built and lay buried beneath a Norfolk field for millennia is being transformed into a gift for the nation. Older than Stonehenge and the pyramids of Egypt, it towered over the Norfolk Fens almost 5,000 years ago and lay buried in Whissington Fen near Downham Market until 2012. Now the biggest and best example of ancient subfossilised black oak or bog oak ever found is being transformed into a huge table, which will eventually begin a national tour at Ely Cathedral. Experts from across the country helped to unearth, preserve and cut the wood into enormous planks to create the beautiful tabletop. Now they're designing and fundraising for a bronze understructure. For more information or to donate to the appeal, visit thefenlandblackoakproject.co.uk.
Can never die, hope saith the holly.